the pop world, I've had some really emotional experiences. Like back when I was at MasterDisc, I was working on Bruce's Tunnel of Love album. And when I heard the song Brilliant Disguise, I knew that his marriage was over by hearing the lyrics of that. And I was like, oh my God, you know, no.
I hold you in my arms. It's a band play. What are those words whispered, baby? Just as you turn away. I saw you last night.
When we moved up here to Portland, fairly early on, around 98 or so, Eric Clapton came here. He had just finished the Pilgrim album, and he flew back then on the Concorde. And then took a puddle jumper from, I guess, LaGuardia up to here. And back then there was mad cow disease in the UK. And the first thing he said to us when he got in was, where can I get a good cheeseburger, you know? And at that time, Ruby's Choice was on Commercial Street, which claimed to be the world's best hamburger. And he thought it was, in fact, tied for the best. Yes, he thought that. But the thing that was so emotional about that was, this is just when Eric had lost his son due to that terrible accident. He's here, and I put on his album, and the song River of Tears comes on. That's all about his son. I'm just like breaking up just thinking about it. Oh my God, you know, to have Eric in the room while I'm hearing that for the first time. It was just stunning, you know.
Lord, how long have I gotta keep on running? 7 hours, 7 days, or 7 years. All I know is, since you've been gone, feel like I'm drowning in a river, drowning in a river of tears.
And then other times have been after 9/11, when Bruce and his manager John Landau were here for the Rising album. They did a very unusual thing. They knew that what they had was something really special. And they came in, and John Landau handed me the tape, and he said, Bob, Bruce, I want you to just not let us in the room. Close your door. Just listen to the record from beginning to end. Let me know what you think. And when I heard that song, The Rising, oh, my God, the power from that recording was just phenomenal.
Come on up for the rising. Come on.
Bob Ludwig. I'm president of Gateway Mastering Studios here in Portland, and that is music that moves me.
April is National Music on Public Radio Month. MPBN is celebrating with a month-long series that features daily audio diaries called Music That Moves Me. What's your story? Visit mpbn.net to share and listen to other musical tales from people across Maine. Music That Moves Me is made possible in part by Garrett Marketing and Communications.